Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You will shortly hear a voice in your right ear. I should now be speaking in your right ear. You will shortly hear a voice in your left ear. I should now be speaking in your left ear.
What's that noise? I'm taking notes. Oh yeah. You know you're distracting the woman next to you. She kept looking over. She's not doing that at the moment. She will, though. And you'll feel self-conscious about taking notes, and then you'll stop. Fine. For now, though, I'm taking notes. We probably need a soundtrack. There was lots of ambient music in the encounter, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm. There is.
Shall I see if I can find some royalty-free ambient music? What should I type? Just royalty-free music. Oh, this looks good. I'll just put my headphones in. Okay, so it's called Angel Music Mix. Yeah, it's nice. It's an hour long as well. I think that should just about do it. Oh, the comments are good.
When I heard it, felt like my soul lost all of its sins.
Luck Skywalker says,
beautiful, although being vegan isn't exactly a good way to live with nature.
Oh, this is...
Lol, like a minute into the music, my dog had a nightmare. XD
0.0. Oh, another good one.
30 seconds into this and I already feel like crying. Dot, dot, dot. It feels like home with a capital H. Dot, dot, dot. Thank you.
Oh, you shouldn't laugh, really, should you? I'm just going to stick some of this in the background. I might change it a bit later. Sounds nice, though. What's he talking about?
What?
What's he talking about?
Who?
Simon McBurney. The only one in the whole auditorium who's talking.
You're talking.
I'm not in the auditorium.
You kind of are. You're in my head. In my ears. So is Simon McBurney. You exist as much as Simon McBurney does.
Oh, thanks.
He's better at making theatre than you, though.
Thanks. Now, what's he talking about?
He's talking about fiction and storytelling. He's showing off all his technology. There's a really cool binaural microphone in a mannequin that makes it sound like he's genuinely whispering in your ear or moving around you. Oh, Mike.
What?
Oh, that's so creepy. He's speaking directly into the ear of the mannequin, but it's like he's in my ear. I can feel the skin prickling on my neck and back.
And people in the audience keep looking around because they think the noise is coming from nearby.
Yeah. Wait, how do you know?
I was there. Like, 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, obviously. How do we create narratives? Draw out a storyline. Ovid talks about...
the ancient authors. Do you know how pretentious it sounds always to be talking about Ovid?
Ovid talks about it in terms of drawing down a thread. Like pulling a loose thread from a jumper, just one out of thousands. And that thread's your story.
What thread is he pulling out?
A few, actually. I suppose the main ones so far is the story of Lauren McIntyre. This photographer who's gone to the Amazon and got lost with some remote people called the Mayaruna. But he keeps pulling us back to the fact that he's creating this story live in our imaginations. And his daughter keeps interrupting because she can't sleep.
But she's not on stage.
No, she's not on stage. It's a recording. But Simon is talking to her as if she were there on stage.
You're not making any sense.
No, but neither is the show so far.
Well, it doesn't make much more sense 2 weeks later.
That's good to know. Reassuring. That I supposedly review theatre for a living.
It's not really a living, is it?
And even after 2 weeks, I won't know what the show is about.
No, but you will think about it. A lot.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And you'll try to review it. Or at least respond to it the best you can.
Oh, that's clever. That's what we're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, I was pretty chuffed when I came up with that.
We need some rainfall. Some sounds. What are you doing?
Eating some food.
That's not really what I had in mind.
Okay, well, shall I get some rainfall up then?
Yep. It sounds a bit fake.
It's not fake. I recorded it myself. I went out in a deluge for that. Anyway, what's happening now?
There are people talking about time. Professors and stuff. You know, time only exists when there's regularity and ritual. One tick isn't enough. Two is getting there, and then, as the beat goes on, that's time. That's the construct.
That's bollocks.
It's not bollocks.
Do you remember that concept of tenses you heard about in a podcast?
No.
You do. It's somewhere in the back of your mind. They were saying that time is essentially tenseless. It has no tenses inherent within it. Like, if I say I'm sitting here in my bedroom now, that's only true to me at this present moment. But it's not true for you, is it?
No, I'm not in my bedroom. I'm in the Edinburgh Conference Centre.
Yeah, for you, the sitting in your bedroom will happen in 2 weeks' time. It's future for you, it's present for me, even though we're the same person. So tenses, past, present, and future, are only relations between things, actions, and places. They change, but always and only in relation to something else. They're not inherent within time. Time itself is tenseless.
Okay.
Okay, here's an analogy. The woman next to you...
Shh. She's looking over.
I told you she would. Is she still looking?
No.
Okay, right. The woman next to you is taller than you.
I don't know. She's sitting down.
Yeah. Okay, fine. When she stands up at the end, you'll see that she's taller than you. Just take my word for it. She's very tall.
Okay, right.
So she's a certain height. You're a certain height.
I am.
But as soon as you compare the two heights, as soon as you turn it into a relation, she becomes taller than you. But that's not an inherent part of her or her height. She's only taller when she's being compared to you. Same with present tense and future tense and past tense. They only matter when you compare them.
But I don't know that right now. I don't remember it. So where are you going with this?
Somewhere into the future.
Yeah, funny. I meant, why are you telling me?
Well, that's what the show's about, isn't it? Time. Times. Timelessness. That's why he has all these characters that have been created and are being created at different times. Some of them are pre-recorded and some of them are recorded live. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I think so. It's strange, though, all these noises all over and around my head.
What are you thinking?
I keep thinking of A Handful of Dust, that Evelyn Waugh book. And I keep thinking of Avatar.
And a book you borrowed from the library about Amazon tribes. It had pictures of tribes people. I don't think you ever gave that book back, because I remember seeing it in a box in the garage a few years ago.
Didn't I get a fine?
I don't know, you haven't even gone back to the library. It was about 17 years ago. I don't know why we went to that library anyway. There was a much bigger one, much nearer.
I don't really remember any of that.
No, not yet. You remember the next day. Or you will remember.
But this isn't true, though, is it? because you don't know what's in my head right now. You did once because you lived it, but now I'm as distant and unrecognisable as any other person in the world. I'm just something unbridgeable, impenetrable, irrecoverable. I keep thinking that empathy is impossible, at least in any true sense. It's impossible to feel what someone else is feeling.
I know how you feel.
Don't. You don't. You don't know. You knew once, you felt it once. But all you've got left is the impression of a memory, not the feeling itself. Maybe this is what Sam Burney meant when he said that everything's a fiction.
You're going to write a note on your phone just after the show. I've got it here. It says, "The acknowledgement of someone's existence, whose existence we didn't know of before, is maybe the closest thing there can be to empathy."
But even if I'm going to think that in an hour or so, it's not quite what I think now.
No, but I think it holds. Lauren McIntyre had only heard of the Maya Arena people, but then he met them. And when McBurney went to visit them, they specifically told him, "Tell people we exist." And he did. And suddenly there are thousands of souls in the world and in your consciousness that didn't exist before. And it doesn't really matter that they only exist as one big, you know, amorphous lump. The thought of them, the acknowledgement, is enough.
Thanks for spoiling the ending.
Oh, it's not an important part of the show. Get over it. Has it got to the climax yet?
Can you feel the smoke in my eyes? Yeah, I can feel it. He's describing a fire and I can feel the smoke in my eyes. This is almost transcendent.
Oh, don't use that word. It doesn't mean what you think it means.
I'm almost out of body. I'm unaware of time anymore. I don't know how long I've been sitting here watching and listening and imagining and creating. McBurney and McIntyre are breaking against time. They're going back to the beginning. My eyes are stinging. I'm really tired. Been in this city for so long, and you've caught up on sleep now, and you've probably had a really long bath, but this is messing with my head. Everything's fluid. I think I'm there, I think I'm in the forest, but I'm also, I know I'm in my seat, and I close my eyes, and I close my eyes and live in space between wake and sleep. Sleep.